Hi, welcome back to the Heart Notion podcast. I'm Z, and I am so glad you're here. If you're new, this is a space where we talk all things mindfulness, personal growth, and just sharing things insightful. Anyways, Happy New Year's, guys! I know it's a little bit late, like it's literally 5 days into January, but since it's a new year, let's start fresh, because today we're talking about mindful morning routines, something that has completely changed the way I start my day. Let me be honest though, I haven't always had the calm, grounded mornings I always wanted, you know, the ones that you see on Instagram Reels or TikTok or YouTube, you know, the perfect one where it just makes you feel like, oh, I want to go to bed early tonight because I want to wake up tomorrow and do the things that I've seen online. Yeah, that kind of perfect morning routines. But no, I used to hit the snooze so many times, scramble my way to get ready, and leave the house feeling totally rushed, frazzled, and unprepared for the day. But over time, I realized that how I start my morning sets the tone for everything else. So I started experimenting with small, mindful habits that made my mornings feel less chaotic and more intentional. And trust me, the difference has been incredible. Not just in how my mornings feel, but in my energy and mindset for the entire day. Now, I know morning routines have become super, super popular lately, and honestly, maybe a little bit overhyped. But here's the thing, they're actually crucial. Starting your day with the right mindset prepares you to tackle whatever may comes your way. The world is hard enough as it is. Your mind doesn't need to add more chaos. Okay, let's dive in. First thing first, why are mornings so important? For me, mornings are like a fresh canvas, you know, a blank canvas, a chance for you to set the tone for the rest of the day, to create the space for calmness before the world throws shit at you. And think about it, when you wake up feeling rushed, it is so easy for that rushed energy to carry into the rest of your day. But when you start your morning with even one small mindful moment, it can ripple out and make everything feel a little bit more manageable. For me, doing some yoga and listening to sound healing videos on YouTube have been game changers. On days when I even have 5 minutes to stretch or just sit quietly with calming sounds in the background, I feel much more grounded. And on days when I skip it, well, let's just say I'm more likely to step on my toes, forget my keys, or eventually forget something. And I'll admit, I have been one of those people who, you know, try to stick to the perfect morning routine, like I said, the kinds when you see on Instagram and YouTube, but it just never stuck with me. And here's what I realized. Your morning routine doesn't have to be the same every day. And it definitely doesn't have to look like anyone else's. Some days I do yoga, some days I don't, some days I journal, some days I don't, some days I want to sip some tea, and some days I don't. It's all about tuning into what feels right for you on each particular day. Now, let's get into the good stuff. What a mindful morning routine can actually look like. I'm just gonna break it down for you. Here are 4 simple elements to consider when you are creating your morning routine, okay? And remember, you don't have to do everything all at once. Just pick 1 or 2 things that resonate with you and you start there. Element number 1, gentle wake up. Start your morning in a way that feels soft and slow. And this could mean waking up 15 minutes earlier than you usually do, or opening your curtains and let the natural light in, sipping a glass of water, or just sitting quietly for a moment before you jumping into your day. And here's a tip. And I know you're not going to like it, and I know you're going to say, oh, I've heard this so many times, but please avoid your phone for the first 15 to 30 minutes if you can. I know it's cliche and it's tempting, but scrolling through notifications or social media can send your mind into overdrive before you even had a chance to wake up fully. Because believe me, I've been there. Okay, and I know you've been there. We've both been there where we like first wake up and the first thing that we can think of is our phone. And then, oh, I want to check this message on IG, on my Instagram for a bit, and let me scroll through the reels for a little bit. And then suddenly 45 minutes later, I'm late for something. Then you have to rush and, oh my God, have to do my makeup, grab this, grab that. Eventually you forget something. Right? And that's what we don't want. So please, I beg you, try to avoid your phone for the first 15 minutes if you can. Okay? That's all I ask. That's all I ask. Now, element number two, movement or stillness. This one is all about tuning into what your body and your mind need. For me, someday doing yoga, some light yoga is my go-to, right? Even just a few stretches like reaching up to the sky or falling forward, touching my toes, doing child's pose, whatever, it helps me feel refreshed. And some of the days, I don't feel like moving at all. So I would go through my Spotify playlist. And there's this one particular playlist, like peaceful morning or something. It's like super calming background music. And then I would turn that on. I would close my eyes, breathe deeply, and let the calmness, just the calming sounds creates a sense of stillness. And it's so amazing how just a few minutes of intentional movement or stillness can transform your energy. And you can choose between the two, or maybe you can do both. Maybe some people want to work out in the morning. It gets their adrenaline pumping up, you know, and then they're ready for the day. But I'm not one of those people. Maybe you are. Give it a try. Or maybe you're one of those people who want to sit still, or maybe doing some journaling. It depends. And it depends on each day. You don't have to do the exact same thing every day, like I said. Okay. Now, element number three. Let me sip this tea real quick. Sorry. My throat is starting to feel ishy. Okay. Element number three, nourishment. Fulfilling your body mindfully can make such a difference. And what I mean by this is giving yourself some nourishment. It doesn't have to be anything fancy schmancy. Maybe it's a glass of water. Maybe it's drinking your favorite tea, favorite cup of coffee, or eating your simple breakfast. The key is to be present, to notice the colors, the textures, and the flavors of what you're eating or drinking, and not just doing it for the sake of doing it. You know what I mean? And suddenly it turns an ordinary moment into something so mindful and grounding. Like right now, I'm sipping the tea. It doesn't taste good, but it feels good to be drinking it. It tastes like leaves. But, you know, nourishment, mindful, the texture, the flavors, something like that. Okay. And lastly, element number four is setting an intention. Take a moment to set the tone for your day. Okay, this could mean writing down 1 to 3 things that you want to do today. 1 to 3 things of your priorities. Saying it's maybe you want to go to the gym today. You have to get this done today. You have to run some errands. Anything. one to three things. Or you can say a simple affirmation, or even asking yourself, how do I want to feel today? How do I want today to look like? What do I want it to feel like? And one of my favorite affirmations is, today I choose me. I choose calm and clarity. It's so simple, but it really helps me to focus. And I never completely understood the phrase, fill your cup first, until I started these practices. It's so fundamental to be in the right mindset before taking on the day or talking to others. On days when I feel cranky in the morning, I notice that I carry that crankiness into my interactions with others, you know, and let's be real, no one wants that, right? That's why it's so crucial to ground yourself first, however it may look like for you. Maybe it's different than what I am talking about, and that's okay, as long as you feel grounded. And finally, I want to invite you to try a little experiment, a mindful morning challenge. For the next week, you get to choose one small habit to add into your mornings. Maybe it's stretching for 2 minutes, maybe it's drinking water before coffee, writing down a single intention for the day, anything. Just start small and notice how it feels. And if you have no idea what kind of morning routine you like, here's a quick tip. Watch any of the morning routine videos on YouTube or on Reels or on TikTok and look at what the others are doing and take whatever resonates with you and give it a go. It may take a bit of experimenting, you know, to figure out what works for you, but the key is to just start and see how it feels. And here's the fun part. If you try this, I would really, really love to hear about it. If you're listening on YouTube, leave a comment down below or send me a DM on Instagram at The Heart Notion, because I would really love to feature some of your stories in my future episode. Okay? Thank you. Thank you so, so much for spending your time with me today. I hope this episode inspires you to create a mindful morning routine that works just for you. Remember, it's not about perfection, all right? It's about finding those small moments of peace that help you feel better. And if you enjoy this episode, don't forget to subscribe, follow, and share with someone who might need a little morning inspiration. Until next time, take care of yourself and start tomorrow with intention. Bye!